I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The gun authorities say was used to kill a toddler in Kensington last year is among those seized by police in New Jersey and Pennsylvania as state prosecutors announced the takedown of a big weapons trafficking ring. Here's KYW's Justin Udo.
Three dozen guns were recovered in Operation Zombie, according to officials who say the Philadelphia-based gun ring trafficked Uzis and sawed-offs, as well as ARs and AKs, among other firearms.
We targeted ringleaders who used straw purchasers to move firearms in between Pennsylvania and New Jersey.
Pennsylvania Attorney General Josh Shapiro says one of those guns they recovered was used in the October 2019 murder of 2-year-old Nicolette Rivera in North Philadelphia.
That same gun injured Yasmin Yazim Jenkins, an 11-month-old, with a different shooter on that gun. The same gun traveled between two states.
New Jersey Attorney General Gobert Graywall says as part of the state's new relationship, they are now sharing gun-related information with each other.
What this operation also shows is our commitment to keeping all of our communities safe by working together across states and across agencies.
Officials say they took down five people in this operation that also recovered 20 ounces of methamphetamines. Justin Udo, KYW News Radio.